The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Shulis Daflamites. The Gemara Nomen Beis is brings the sugi of Rav and Shmuel about what is necessary for Taino Kfiru. The Gemara learns out of the psukim which are Pashas Mishpatim. Ki itin isha re'eu kesev akedon lishmor, where there's a Taino and there's a Kfiru. And the Gemara says that you need the Taino and the Kfiru to be with the double choshuv. The Gemara learns out of the pasuk. Why does the pasuk have to say kesev akedon? Would be enough to give one example. Kesev kelim lishmar, ma kelim shnayim, af kesev shnayim, ma kesev dover choshev, the Gemara says, af kol dover choshev. The Gemara says, behemshich, that kelim is a dover choshev, that even though the value of the taino kvira, the claim and the counterclaim, the denial of the claim, have to have a certain chshivus in order to be considered enough of a claim to go into Bezen to be mechayev shvua. Shvuas are not administered for a shavu pruta, they have to be a shtei kesef, certain amount, shtei mo, which is very minimal, but it's more than just a shavu pruta. And the Gemara says that when we're talking about kelim, if there's a taino kfir in kelim, the kelim can be even simple kelim, and they do not have to have the value, the monetary value of shtei kesef. Tosfos on Amud Beis, the Dibur Maskum Akelim Shnayim Af Kesem Shnayim, points out that by extension of this principle, if a kli as something serviceable has more of a cheshivus than just the monetary value, where if we were just arguing about, if Reuven and Shimon were just arguing about money, Reuven says, I gave him a dollar to watch, and Shimon says, he didn't give me a dollar, he only gave me 50 cents, that the taino and the kfir have to have a certain cheshivus, but when we're talking about kelim, the kelim do not have to have the monetary value of shtei kesef, and a dispute on kelim of a moedim mikzos would be mechayiv shvus hadayonim, even though it's not worth shtei kesef. Tosfos says that yesh machom listapik, that it could be that kelim, even if they're worth less than a shavah pruta, would be the same. Even if they're worth less than a shavah pruta, it's considered a davar choshuv, the same way it does not need a shear of shtei mo, of shtei kesef, of a mo. The halacha would be that even if they're worth less than a shavah pruta, that there would still be a taino kvira on these kelim. So for instance, if somebody is teveh, Reuven is teveh, Shimon, two paper cups, two plastic cups in Beis Din, and Shimon denies one. He says, you never gave me two, you only gave me one for safekeeping. Even if those cups, theoretically, are not worth the shavah pruta, but since they're kelim, Tosfos says it could be that Beis Din will be mechayiv Shimon to make a shvuas hadayonim on the other cup that he denies having in his possession. The Rambam, in Gimel Mehilchus Toyin, the Nitin, Paskins like this Tzad of Tosfos. The Ramban, by us, disputes this Psak of the Ramban very strongly. He brings a smack from the Yerushalmi. And the Ramban says, Loi Shomanu, there's no evidence in Shas that you could be Mekadosh and Isha. If you tell me that Pachas Meshavu Pruta is a Dovah Choshuv, and it has the value of more than a shabruta, because it's a kli, because it's something that could be used in a practical way, then the halacha would have to be that a man could be mekadosh and isha with less than a shabruta if it's a kli. V'loy shamanu. Interestingly enough, the Rajman, his kedushim in this sugya in Shulis Dablamites, is mistapik that it could be that you could be mekadosh, a man could be mekadosh and isha bepochas meshavapruta. So this is based on this idea of the Rambam and of Tosfos, that the same way there's no the need, the requirement for shtei kesef is waived where something is a davar choshuv, where it's a kli, the same would be true on a pachas meshavah pruta. Now, let's stop here for a moment. It would seem that this whole discussion in practical halacha is a bit ridiculous. We haven't heard anybody going to Beis Din to have a fight about two plastic cups. So why would this be of practical interest to us, whether there's shvus hadayonim on less than a shava pruta when we're talking about a kli. So let's point out something very interesting, which is quite megen halacha l'maisa. Imagine you went on a picnic someplace in upstate New York. You went on a picnic, and there are some families over there spread out on the grass. And at a certain point, after running around playing a good game of basketball, you wanted to take a drink, and there's a plastic cup. You went over to where your pitcher of cool water is, and you picked up a plastic cup that was there. You poured yourself a drink and you drank it. You thereafter took the cup. You want to be a good scout and not litter the picnic grounds, and you throw that plastic cup in the garbage. An hour later, when you're already on the way home from the trip, you realize, you know, it could be there was another family that had sandwiches on that table, and they had drinks also. It happens to have been that they had soda, and you had a pitcher of water, so you knew which drink was yours. But did we bring along plastic cups? And you ask your wife, and she says, no, in actuality, we didn't bring along plastic cups. I was planning on borrowing from somebody. And all of a sudden, you realize that the plastic cup that you used was not yours. You took it begezel. It's gezel of a plastic cup to take somebody else's cup, drink from it, and then throw down the garbage. It's gezel. Now, let's stop for a second. You're already 40 miles away from where you were. You know maybe who the other family is. They went in a totally opposite direction. There's now 70 miles separating you from them. It could be that you know where they live. Maybe you don't have their phone number. There's a mitzvah saseh, or maybe you don't even know who they were, but you know somebody else from that place where they were going who knew them because they said that they were their neighbor, or whatever the case would be. The halacha is, there's a mitzvah saseh, the heshiv zagzela. The Gemara tells us in the end of Avakam, and that mitzvah is to go to that person, even ad lamodai. The mitzvah of the heshiv zagzela would be mechayiv you to thereafter make every effort in the world to find out who and where that person is, either to get it back to them, to get back the plastic cup, which obviously would make more sense to give them a phone call and just tell them that you took their plastic cup, and obviously they would be moichel, but at least to take the half an hour out of your schedule to track down the person, or whatever time it takes. It's a mitzvah same deraisa, you are even a lavalei simcha. However, on second thought, after thinking about it for a few minutes, you realize the cup was worth less than a shavah pruta. We know that on less than a shavah pruta, there is no mitzvah of the heshiv zagzela. So you wouldn't have to go through the tircha, and maybe even the embarrassment, of tracking down somebody who's might be a lawyer making $700 an hour, and asking him if he's meichel you on the plastic cup, which costs 3 cents, if he could kindly be gracious enough to be meichel you on the gezel of a plastic cup. You might not feel comfortable doing that. So if it's worth less than a shavah pruta, maybe you could not have to do that, and you won't have to call him up. On the other hand, if we have rishonim that tell us that pachas m'shavah pruta, where it's a kli, has the chshivus of yoisim m'shavah pruta, could be even to be mekadosh anisha, could be to be shlept in the bez and to make a shvua. If that's true, would there be a mitzvah of eshes akzel on pachas m'shavah pruta? So this shaila might be a moot point b'negei going into Bezdin or being Mekadosh and Isha. So far we haven't heard of anybody being Mekadosh and Isha, not in America at least, with a plastic cup, but it might have a practical ramification for anybody who's ever sat by a picnic table with a family that they weren't that well acquainted with. Now here's an interesting piece of information. The Shach and Choshen Mishpat and Simin Vov in Hilchas Dayanim, the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, talks about Bezdin Niskokim L'chol Pachas Mishavah Pruta, that Bezdin is not, Bezdin does not accept a case of Pachas Mishavah Pruta. The Shach points out that Bezdin Niskokim L'kli Pachas Mishavah Pruta. The Shach brings this sheet of Rishonim, he means to Paskin like them, that a Kli, which is Pachas Mishavah Pruta, has the Chshivus to be able to be mechayev a shvua in Bezdin, even though it's worth less than a shavah pruta. What's interesting is that the Shach and Simon Shin Samach, when he talks about gzela, does not point out on the halacha that there's no mitzvah of the heshiv zagzela and pachas m'shavah pruta, that a kli is different. It would seem that the Shach brought this shita l'halacha only insofar as Bezdin, as far as shvuas is concerned, and not as far as gezel, the mitzvah of the heshiv zagzela, is concerned. So we could all breathe a sigh of relief. We would not have to spend an hour tracking down our anonymous friend who we took the plastic cup from. Because the Shach does not, despite the fact that he paskins like the Shita of the Rambam, of the Rashba, of the Suffolk of Taisus, does not bring this Binagei Gezel. Which just leaves us with the question of explaining why would there be a difference between Gezel and between Bezdin and Hilchas Tayin V'Nitin of Shvuos and Kedushin, as regarding to this point that the chshivus of a kli of pachas meshavrut would render it having the same monetary status as something which is worth more than shavrut. I'd like to be'ez Hashem say over two kashas that Achrenim ask on this sheet of the Rishonim and use this as a way of bringing out a very fundamental point in how halakha defines value and usage of things in different areas of halakha. The Ktsois in Simen Peches asks a kasha on the Rashba that says that a person could be Mekadosh and Isha with a kli because of the chshivas of a kli of Pachas Meshavrut. This could be used to be Mekadosh and Isha. The Ktsois asks on the Rashba is a Gemara that seems to indicate Fakert. The Gemara in Kedushin Daf Gimel says that the reason why Kinyan Sudor, the Kinyan of Chalipin, cannot be used to be Mekadosh and Isha is because since Chalipin is Kanya B'Pochas Meshava Pruta, since one can use a hanky that's worth less than a Shava Pruta, one can use a tissue for Kinyan Chalipin, so since the Isha gets less than a Shava Pruta, Loim Mekanya Nafsho. There's no Gmiras Das for her to be Miskadeshes. So the Gemara says this is true, and the Tosfos discusses that L'chayra, what happens if a person makes a Kinyan Sudor with more than a Shavuot, we're not going to get into that. Since Kinyan Sudor, suffice it to just say the basic idea, that since Kinyan Sudor is a Kinyan that can be made with Pachas Shavuot, therefore the whole Kinyan is not a Kinyan which is good for Kedushin. Frektik Tzoyis, that it would seem, we know, that Kinyan Sudor can only be made with a Kli. And the Gemara is defining that a kli, which is used for Kinyan Sudor, which is Pachas Meshava Pruta, it has the value of a Pachas Meshava Pruta. What happened to the Rashba Shita? I thought you could be Mekadosh and Isha with a kli Pachas Meshava Pruta. The Gemara clearly says not that way. This is one major kasha. Another major kasha is that the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel seems to indicate that one cannot make a mechira with the kli that's used for Kinyan Sudor, despite the fact that one can consummate a business deal, even of millions of dollars of real estate with a Kinyan Sudor. Two businessmen could finalize a contract and then make a Kinyan Sudor to make the exchange binding. However, if we would want to use, if two people were in a business deal and would want to use that same handkerchief, the same tissue which was used for a Kinyan Sudor, to give it over as Kinyan Kesef, the halacha would be that the mecha would not be chal. Again, what happened to a kli, which is Pachas Meshava Pruta, being used as having the monetary value of Yosef Meshava Pruta? So these are two big kashas. Again, one is from Kinyan Sudor by Kedushin, and one is by mecha. The answer to all these questions lies in a fundamental understanding of how halacha views monetary value of a chefetz in question. The gabi gezel, the gabi kedushin, etc. A kli pachas meshava pruta, why are the Rishonim telling us that a kli pachas meshava pruta has certain dinim of something which is yoisim meshava pruta? We can understand as follows. Despite the fact that monetary value in straightforward economic terms, how much is this item worth, halacha defines how much an item is worth by how much it would fetch in the open market. If something has a market value of 3 cents, then it's not to be considered momed. Meaning to say, the halachas of Gezel, let's say, are when a person steals, if Reuven steals from Shimon, the taking the money, being mafsid Shimon by taking away his possession, imposes obligations of a gazlan on Reuven. Reuven takes away Shimon's car, it imposes an obligation on him either to return the car or to be mechuyiv to the monetary value of that car. Chazal explained to us that the monetary value which can impose obligations on a person is only a Shavu Pruta. If Reuven steals from Shimon, apart from a Shavu Pruta, that does not impose on Reuven any Chiyuvim to return the item or the monetary value of that to Shimon. The halacha that we have in our sugya, that Shuas HaDayonim, is imposed even on a kvira of less than a Shavu Pruta, if it's a kli according to some Rishonim, is because we're talking about the tvi itself was more than a Shavu Pruta. Reuven was actually teveh and bez more than a Shavu Pruta. There's another halacha besides for the tvi'ah, besides for the monetary tvi'ah, the claim in Bezdin against Shimon being a Shavu Pruta. There's also a halacha that the tainu kvir, in order to give it a chshivus, there's exactly, of course, it has to have a certain amount of money involved. Mitzat chshivus, the fact that something, that an item is functional, even a plastic cup, has a chshivus, that it's functional as an object, as a cup that could be used for drinking a glass of water, even less than a Shavu Pruta, is true even biyachas to something which is worth a lot more. If I have a dollar, even though that dollar is worth more than a plastic cup that's worth 3 cents, but in a certain way the plastic cup has more chashivas. Because the plastic cup can be used. A dollar, there's nothing, absolutely nothing I can do with a dollar. A dollar is only worth something because of its buying power. A cup has a chashivas because it can be used right now. So in terms of monetary value, of course, something which is less than a Shavu Pruta is worth less than a Shavu Pruta. A theft of something which is worth less than a Shavu Pruta will not impose obligations on the thief. And that's why the Shach holds that it's Pashut. That no Rishon would tell us that there's a Chi of Gzeil, there's a Chi of Eishas and Gzeil on Pachs and a Shavu Pruta. As far as Cheshivus, as far as making that the case that's in front of the Bezin has some type of basic Cheshivus, where a Kli is considered something that has that chashivus, that Bezdin will give a shvua on it. It's true that a kli which is paras m'shavu pruta will fulfill the tnoim of the chashivus, of which is normally only given to something, to a claim of shtei kesef. Since the kli is functional, kishal atzmoi, therefore it has that chashivus. The basic distinction between kinyan kesef and kinyan sudur, between kinyan chalipin, is as follows. We discussed this in one of the shiurim in Bava Metzia, but it's an important enough concept to chazer over briefly. Kinyan kesef is created, imagine Reuven walks into Shimon's store, and we understand that Reuven makes a kinyan by handing Shimon a dollar, and paying him for something which is still on the shelf behind Shimon, behind the storekeeper, even before Shimon hands over that item to Reuven. Reuven was already koinit. How is that? Did Reuven pick it up? Did he make Meshicha Mesira Agbo? Where's the kinyan? Giving over money in a prearranged agreement where Shimon agreed that the price of a certain item is a dollar, as soon as Reuven gives Shimon that dollar, the receipt of the money into the Rishus of Shimon imposes on Shimon the obligation to give that which was decided upon back to Reuven. As soon as Reuven hands that dollar to Shimon, the receipt of the dollar imposes a chiyuv on Shimon to give over the item that was agreed upon. Because there's already a chiyuv to give that over, therefore it's already konoi to Reuven. That's the basic idea behind Kinyan Kesef. It's not a kinyan like Meshicha Mesirach Bo, where a person takes physical chazaka, where a person takes physical possession of the item or the land or the house under question. It's the obligation on the person who received the money to give over that thing is what actually affects the transfer of ownership of the chayfetz which is being sold. Kinyan Chalipin, however, we know that kinyan chalipin, let's say by a chasna, wherever they use the kinyan suda, the item that's given over by one party to another, the handkerchief or the yarmulke or the hat, which is lifted symbolically for a kinyan suda, is given back to the person who gave it in the first place. It's a maton amanas lahachse. So why is it a kinyan? The Teretz is that over there's a symbolic trade of two items. If I am a chayiv myself to give a house to somebody, the kinyan can be consummated by that person giving me symbolically, in exchange for the house, giving me his hat. It's not so much the monetary value of the hat, because the hat's going to go back to him. It's not the monetary value that I receive when I get the hat that imposes on me the obligation to give over the house that I'm selling to him, or the kinyan of the tenoyim by before a kopa. Rather, it's the exchange of two items, one being a house or a tenoyim, and one being a hat, which affects the transfer. Kinyan Chalip in the Gemara is telling us in Kedushin Daf Gimel is a kinyan which is made on Pachas Meshava Pruta, because it's not the monetary value of the item which is affecting the kinyan. It's not the obligation which receiving money imposes on the moicher which makes the kinyan take effect. It's the receipt of an item of a certain amount of usefulness, which is why chalipin has to be made with a kinyan. If I hand over somebody, that's the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Zayin, if I hand over to somebody a $100 bill, kinyan chalipin is not affected, because I didn't give him anything that he could use. I have to give him an item that he could use, and therefore it works even on an item of Pachas Meshava Pruta. An item of Pachas Meshava Pruta has a chshivas because it's functional. If it's a plastic cup, it's more functional than a $100 bill. There's nothing I can do with a $100 bill. I can't drink with it, I can't eat it. It's not a kli, it's not a peri. It's only something that has monetary value because I could buy with it something else. So the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Gimel is justified in calling kinyan chalipin a kinyan which is made on Pachas Meshava Pruta. But in actuality, where a man would want to be mekadosh an isha and give her over a kli which is worth Pachas Meshava Pruta, is she actually getting something? Yes, because Kedushin is not. And here we want to point out one more basic distinction. The difference between a sale, anybody understands, even though we know that everybody understands that even though an isha is niknes bekesef, the Mishnah tells us in Kedushin Daf Beis, does not mean that the woman is being bought or sold. What that means is that there is a kinyan kesef when the woman receives something from the man. With that receipt, she gives herself over. She's mekadosh herself. She's meshabed herself to her husband. But it's not a sale in terms of monetary value. So where we were talking about mecher, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel is justified in telling us that one cannot make mecher with a kli pachas meshava pruta. Because as we said, even though the kli has a functionality, it has a usefulness, but it doesn't have the monetary value of a shavu pruta. When the moicher receives a plastic cup, does that impose on him the monetary obligation of handing over the item that he's selling? No, because less than a shavu pruta cannot impose on the one who receives it, or the one who steals it, or the one who's mazik it, or whatever it may be, any monetary obligations. Masha'enke by kedushin, the ma'isakinyan is only a maisa kinyan. It's not a receipt of a certain amount of money, and therefore she's selling herself for that monetary value. When she gets something, she can give something. She'll give herself, she'll be meshabed herself when she gets something. Is getting a kli pachas meshavet pruta called getting something? Yes! A kli that's pachas meshavet pruta can be used. So that's called getting something. It's not nothing, it's something. That's all the Rishonim are telling us. Is it something that has a chshivus that Beis Din will administer an oath for it? Yes, it has a chshivus. But if it's worth less than a shavet pruta, is it enough to be considered a claim that there would be a chiyuv mamon, a chiyuv gezel? No. I want to use this distinction between mecher and kedushin, which we're using for kli pachas meshava pruta, to answer the kashas of the achronim on the sheet of the rishonim. I want to use this in a very real halacha l'maaseh way. Obviously, it doesn't come in front of Bezin too often, where a man was mekadosh an isha with a plastic cup that's worth less than a shavu pruta, or for that matter, where somebody bought a piece of land for a plastic cup that's worth less than a shavu pruta. So I'd like to make this distinction between kedushin and mecher chomemker a little more real in a practical way. The Gemara says that a mekadosh isha b'milva ain't a mekudeshes. A woman owes a man $10,000. The man says, you know what? I'm willing to waive the koyach that I have over you to collect $10,000. I have a shtar choyv. I'm willing to rip up that shtar choyv and be meichel the choyv if you will be miskadosh. You will agree to be married to me. The woman says, okay. So the man doesn't actually hand the woman anything, but in actuality, the woman got $10,000. So shavu pruta is valid for kedushin, but a transfer, a waiving of debt is not. What's the difference? So the Rishonim explained that by Kedushin, the woman is only miskadeshe, she only gives herself over to be meshubed to the husband only when she gets something. Getting a choiv is not called getting something. Now again, this is not such a common case, because we're mekadesh by every chasa, we're mekadesh with a ring. We give something to the miskadeshes. However, the Rambam argues on the pashtus of a Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin. The Rishonim say that the same way Kiddushin cannot be affected with a choiv, the same is true also of mecher. If a person wants to sell a building worth $10 million, two real estate tycoons are sitting in an office on the 80th floor in the Empire State Building, and they're finishing up a major real estate deal where one is giving over to the other a building worth $10 million. In exchange, the other one is moichel him a choiv that he owes him of $15 million. It might be worth it. It's hard to collect. He doesn't have the cash right now. He doesn't want to wait 10 years till the other person raises the cash. So he says, okay, you know what? I'll give you real estate, and this is quite common. I'll give you a building that I own, which is worth $10 million in exchange for a $15 million choiv. And the person says, okay, the choiv is moichel. What happens if one of the person decides, changes his mind 10 minutes later? Well, he goes home, he thinks about it a few hours later, and then he says, you know what, the $15 million is not so hard for me to get. I'd rather have my $15 million, even though a bird in the hand is worth more than two in the bush. But in this case, I'd rather take my chances to make the $15 or it might be $20 million debt than only have a $10 million building in hand. And he wants to be mevatel, and he calls up the other person. The other person says, sorry, you were already moichel the choiv, you know, that's it. Not moichel the choiv, but we transferred the choiv for the building, and that's it. He says, but we never made a ma'aser kinyan. What would the Bezdin say? Roiv Rishonim hold that the same way Kiddushin cannot be made with a choiv, if a man wants to be mekadesh, as we said, the isha with a choiv, the Kiddushin is not valid. The same is true by Mechiras Karka. Rashi, Tosfos, Rajba, other Rishonim in Kiddushin Daf Mem Zayin, the Gemara says over there, v'shovin b'mecher, that mecher cannot be nicknames with a choiv. So in our case, there was no kinyan, and either party could go back on transferring that building. Now, the Rambam says not that way. The Rambam hilchos mecher u'memcha, this is brought as a shita in Shulchan Aruch, Chayish Mishpat, Kuf Tzadik Zayin, the place can talk about it over there, Kuf Tzadik Ches, and the question is, what did the Rambam see as the chilik between Kiddushin and Mecher, where Kiddushin, the Rambam holds, cannot be affected even with transfer of $1 million, $10 million in debt from the man to the woman? The woman will not be miskadeshes, whereas Mecher, in the case that we said with the building, Keneged the Choiv, the sale will be consummated, will be considered a valid Kinyan Kesef. The distinction lies in the chilik that we just pointed out. By Mecher, Kinyan Kesef is that when the moicher receives a certain amount of monetary value, that imposes on him the obligation to transfer the karka, the metalkin, whatever it is that he's selling, in this case the building. As soon as Shimon was told by Reuven that the claim against him of a $15 million choiv is being waived, the $15 million debt is now cancelled, that's mechayiv him to give over the building, which is worth $10 million, and because of that financial obligation, the kinyan is chal right then, and the building automatically goes over to Reuven's Rishus. That's kinyan kesef. Kinyan kedushin, as we said, is not that way. Kinyan kedushin is not a monetary exchange. We're not changing a diamond ring, a gold ring for the value of a woman. She's not a woman that could be bought or acquired or sold. She's mishabed herself to be mishubed as a wife to this man for the fact that she got something. Is getting a choiv, if somebody told me that he's moichel a claim against me, did I get something? No. It could be that I'm $10 million richer because now I'm not going to lose $10 million, but I didn't get anything in my hand. Kiddushin is consummated by getting something. It's a trade of two things. When she gets something, she's mishabed herself. She gives herself over to the man. A choiv is not called getting something. Whereas mecher is called that, since in terms of financial mitzius, The person who had a claim against him waived is now $10 million richer. He's now worth $10 million more because there's a claim against him of $10 million which will not be, $15 million which will not be acted upon. So that being richer imposes on him the obligation to transfer the building. That's kinyan kesef by mechira. Masha'in ken by kedushin, it doesn't work that way. So this would be a very real application, the Rambam Shita of a choyv being good enough to be considered kinyan kesef by mecher, by kinyan ka'aka. This would be a very real example of this concept of two kinyan kesefs being choluk, one in terms of what of real use did the person get. In this case, the person didn't get, the woman didn't get something. Or we talked about a klipox mishon pruto, where that's considered that the woman did get something because she got something that could be used immediately. She could turn around and have a drink of water from this cup. But as far as financial obligation, monetary obligation, which creates the vehicle of transfer of property, which we call kinyan kesef, that will not be affected by pox mishon pruto. But on the other hand, by mecher, since there is a financial rebach, there is a financial gain gotten by the person who now has a claim against him waived, that will affect kinyan kesef to create a kinyan on the karka, on the question.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.